Now, I come to chapter 23, and chapter 23 are David's final words. And we have a list of David's mighty men. We won't talk about them in detail today because here's another section that is repeated over in 1 Chronicles. And actually, over there, we are given more detail concerning these mighty men. And at that time, I want to have a roll call of them. But there's some things here we must look at. Now, let me just open this chapter here with verse 1. Now, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel." I wish that we had time to talk about each one of them. He's the son of Jesse. Jesse was a peasant, a farmer, down at Bethlehem. David is never ashamed of that. And God lifted him up on high, put him with the great men of the world. And he's the anointed of the God of Jacob. Now, the same God that took that clever, conniving fellow Jacob and made him Israel, a prince with God, is the same God that took David and put him on the throne. And you know that he is the same God that saved me. And he's the same God that saved you. And he's gracious. And he's good. And he's loving. Oh, my friend, how wonderful our God is. And now he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. Well, I have to leave him there. I can't even carry a tune. But David was a musician. He wrote music. He played music. He loved to hear music. And I can only say the last. I'm sure that all of you know, but now I'm a squire. I don't care for rock music at all. In fact, to me, it's not even music. And I don't care about it being brought into the church today. But you see, I'm just a retired preacher now, and I can say that. I think it ought to be taken out of the church. But I think music, good music, elevating music, music that thrills the soul, that is the thing that's wonderful today. And I love that. And we're going to look at his psalms later on. I won't be singing any of them, so don't worry. But we will be looking at them because the thing that always interests me about a song, well, the tune is important. I either like it or don't like it, and I'm sure that's your experience. But I listen to the words of hymns. I can't sing, but I follow those words. And frankly, many of our hymns, our gospel songs, a lot of the modern ones are absolutely puerile. They're sickening, by the way. They are absolutely sickening. And they are filled with saccharine sweetness that is absolutely foreign to the teaching of the Word of God. But I better not get off on that. Let's continue with David now. Verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." The Spirit of God came upon David, and that's the way he wrote his psalms. That's the way men, as Peter tells us, moved by the Holy Spirit. Carried along by the Spirit of God, they wrote in the Old Testament. Now we find that here, he says, "The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over man must be just, ruling in the fear of God." I wish today that it could be said we are a Christian nation. We are not. The decisions that are made today in government, regardless of party, so obvious, they are not made in fear of God. They are made in fear of the voters. And therefore, no effort is being made to please God today in government. Every effort is being made to please the voters. The one thing, the all-important thing, the mark of success is to be elected. And believe me, people are being taken in today. I was rather amused listening to some men that were out of work because of a decision made in Washington by the Senate. And the interesting thing is, each one of these men was out of work. And he said, well, I voted for that man because he said he was going to vote for this project, and he voted against the project. Well, that's what you get for voting for politicians, friend. All he wanted was to be elected to office. May I say, we need men that ruling in the fear of God. And until we get that, we're going to have corruption in high places.